This is the parallax for Saturday, April 11th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a political earthquake in California. Representative Eric Swalwell, a leading Democratic candidate for governor, faced mounting calls to withdraw Friday after a former district office staffer accused him of sexual assault on two occasions when she was too intoxicated to consent. Three additional women subsequently told CNN that Swalwell made unwanted advances toward them. Swalwell denied all allegations in a video statement, calling them absolutely false. But here's where the story diverges sharply across outlets. The Guardian reports that former allies withdrew support after accusations appeared in the Chronicle and on CNN, noting more than a dozen congressional colleagues joined calls for withdrawal. Meanwhile, The Daily Wire emphasizes that three more women leveled accusations after the initial accuser came forward, describing Democratic allies as having fled. Both narratives are factually accurate, but they frame the story's momentum very differently. The unified Democratic response stands out, though. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic Whip Catherine Clark, Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar, and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi all issued statements calling on Swalwell to exit the race. NPR emphasizes that these calls came from senior House Democratic leadership. Fox News quotes those same leaders describing the allegations as indefensible. The sourcing is identical. The tone and emphasis differ slightly, but the message from his own party is unmistakable. Turning to a story that has put the First Lady at odds with survivors, Melania Trump issued a public statement calling on Congress to hold public hearings featuring Epstein victims. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer responded by committing to hold such hearings. But more than a dozen Epstein survivors subsequently accused Melania Trump of shifting the burden onto them, saying they had already shown courage by coming forward previously. The Guardian reports survivors' frustration directly. They noted they had already filed reports and given depositions. Attorney Gloria Allred separately called on Melania Trump herself to testify before Congress. NPR notes that survivors have mixed feelings on the proposal. But what's striking here is how the BBC frames it, noting that Melania Trump's speech has placed her squarely into the Epstein story and at odds with the administration, which wants to end the investigation. That's a crucial detail about internal administration tensions that other outlets downplay. In 2028 campaign news, former Vice President Kamala Harris told a crowd at the National Action Network's annual convention in New York City on Friday that she might run for president again, saying, and I quote, I might. I'm thinking about it. The crowd responded with chants of, run again. The Daily Wire described Harris's impersonation of Trump during the speech as horrible. Newsmax reports that Harris offered her clearest signal yet about a possible political comeback after her 2024 defeat. Fox News described the event as a cattle call of 2028 Democratic presidential contenders, noting that Pete Buttigieg also suggested he may launch a campaign. The framing varies. Some outlets treat it as a serious comeback signal, others emphasize the theatrical nature of the event. Now to international diplomacy at a critical inflection point. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in Islamabad, Pakistan on Friday to lead negotiations with Iranian officials aimed at converting a fragile two-week ceasefire into a lasting agreement. Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif described the talks as make or break. Islamabad deployed more than 10,000 military and police personnel ahead of the delegation's arrivals. This represents the most senior direct engagement between U.S. and Iranian officials since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The sticking points are substantial. Trump stated he would not accept Iranian tolls on shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Israel's ongoing strikes on Lebanon remain unresolved. Al Jazeera reports that Trump stated the strait would reopen soon. BBC identifies five major sticking points in the talks. But here's where the outlets diverge most sharply. Axios reports that one U.S. official called the talks the Super Bowl for Vance, while simultaneously noting that chances of success appear low because both sides have clashing visions for a final outcome. Bloomberg takes a more modest view, reporting that the bar for success is simply that both parties stay at the table and don't fail. That's a significant difference in expectations. That's the parallax for Saturday, April 11th. T.